By inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Talking permaculture here in the Outdoor Living Hour. We've got Farmer Greg on the line with us, joining us direct from the urban farm this morning, where he's working on getting some seeds going for tomato plants, potato plants, and we're talking permaculture in particular. And the talking points you've got lined out for this segment is comparing regenerative gardening and how does it compare to sustainable. I love this part.
Yeah. So I want to put a full stop on this for a moment, though, and just do a shout out to Habitat for Humanity. You guys did a commercial for them. They have a deconstruction service, apparently.
Yes.
That, oh my gosh, this is the kind of thing that we talk about in permaculture. We have a perfectly good asset sitting in a kitchen. And if you want to get it remodeled, just going in there and demoing it and throwing the stuff away doesn't make sense. So in permaculture, what we do is we look to see what is that asset worth. And Habitat for Humanity, bless them, man, they've figured out how to put a crew of people in and come in and deconstruct the space. That is absolutely brilliant. I was doing a happy dance when I heard that commercial.
Yeah, it's a great service. It actually saves contractors and remodelers
work
on the demolition costs, because the Habitat volunteer crews come out, they take out everything that they can resell before the demolition occurs, and that diverts materials from the landfill, that puts well-used products back into circulation in someone else's home, and it is one of the great services that they do offer.
Yeah, well, and it's a permaculture concept. So in permaculture, we have principles. Observation is one of them. Another one is one of my favorites. I think I probably maybe made this up, is strive to be a lazy gardener. And we, in striving to be a lazy gardener, what we want to do is we want to reduce the amount of work that we have to do. And what they're doing in this, with this deconstruction service, is they're having a crew come in, reduce the amount of work that the contractors need to do, thus saving you money.
Win-win-win.
And win-win-win, exactly. So real quickly, before we jump into the regenerative part, principles in permaculture, observation, stacking functions, we're going to talk about that here in a little while. Work with nature. How can we work with nature rather than against nature? The problem is a solution. Strive to be a lazy gardener. And this is one of my favorite ones. The yield of a system is potentially unlimited. When you go into a forest, there is so much abundance. The yield that you could pull out of a forest is generally unlimited if you don't over-harvest it. So what we're doing here at the urban farm is I'm putting nature or natural systems in place that just replicate themselves year after year after year. And one of the places that I do this, and this is going to reflect on what regenerative is. One of the things that we do here at the urban farm is I have a garden bed in my front yard that I plant a particular kind of seed. It's called an open pollinated seed. Open pollinated seeds, they basically, when they go to seed and replant themselves, it's the same. It's not a hybrid. So I get the same carrot or same cucumber year after year after year. So what I do in this garden bed is I let things go to seed so that year after year, it plants itself. And in my front garden bed, right this moment, I have nasturtiums, I have garlic, I have onions, I have carrots, I have parsley, there's celery out there, there's lettuce, kale, broccoli, and I'm sure there's a few more things that I didn't plant this year. I've planted them in past years. I let them go to seed. I let the seeds just land where they land. I add a little bit more compost on top every year just to, you know, enliven the soil. And I have a magic garden that the other day I pulled a some carrots out of that were 3-inch diameter and 12 inches long for carrots. So that when we're talking regenerative, it's a system that self-propels itself. And you guys have probably heard me say this on the show in the past. I'm not a great big fan of this notion of sustainability. Now, do I think sustainability is a bad thing? I don't. Sustainability is a good thing. It's a stepping stone from not doing anything to what we could be doing, which is this whole notion of regenerative design and putting systems in place that replicate themselves year after year after year. So all you have to do is harvest. Isn't that cool?
Sustain is maintaining the status quo. Regenerative is taking it the next step further.
Yeah.
It's a solution.
Exactly. Right. Well, and sustainable only sustains the mess that we've created. It doesn't create new solutions. If you look at most of the sustainability systems out there, and again, they're not bad. They're really, really good.
But it's not the end.
Stone. Exactly. We have to continue to be creative, continue to create new awesome things. And the place to look for that, in my opinion, is nature. You know, we need to look at nature and see what nature has to offer.
And we've got Victor on the line who needs a little help with his nature. He's got some seeds he's wanting to plant. Good morning, Victor. What are you working on and how may we help you?
Hey, good morning, Rosie, Farmer Greg. I'm a pretty good gardener, but I have a problem occasionally. Some seeds will sprout, and then that's it. I just have a hard time making them grow any further. Any suggestions, any ideas about what's happening?
Yeah. What you're saying is that some of the seeds don't actually sprout.
Some don't sprout at all, correct. So they don't germinate and they won't sprout. And the ones that do, and especially my tomato plants, they'll grow to about an inch and they'll just pause.
Hmm. All right. So, yeah, I got a lot to say about that. first of all, seeds don't expire. You know, there's an expiration date on the seed packet.
Right.
That is something that comes from the USDA. What expires seeds or what kills seeds is how we treat them. So I store my seeds in glass jars in the freezer. Yes, you heard me right. Glass jars in the freezer. They will stay for many decades that way. And when we kill seeds, it's because we leave them in the hot sun. They get too damp. So cool, dark, and dry is where you want to keep your seeds, in a cool, dark, and dry place. So that's how to take care of seeds. The sprouting of them, you know, if you have 100 seeds and two of them sprout, that's a 2% germination rate. That's pretty low, but you had a 2% germination rate. So I'm always a fan of planting seeds, whatever you have, and some of them are going to come up and some of them aren't. One of the ways that you can test for germination is you take, say, 20 seeds and you put them on a paper towel and, you know, in nice little rows, maybe 4 rows of 5. You got 20 on the sheet, put another paper towel on top of it, spray it, and roll it up. And that will tell you how many of your seeds are germinating. After 2 or 3 days, you unroll it and you look to see which ones germinated. The cool thing is you can take those seeds out in the garden and plant them. So that's half of your question. You said some of them don't germinate. Well, that's how to determine whether they germinate or not, and what you can do with the germinated seeds. The other end is growing them, and I'd have to know a whole lot more about your growing conditions to really decipher what is happening with the seeds that aren't continuing to grow. You know, you need to make sure that you have good, healthy soil underneath them. Healthy soil is 5 components. It's dirt, it's airspace, it's water, it's organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. And the way you fix broken dirt is you add lots and lots of organic matter. That's always my my solution.
When you were talking about your carrots earlier, Greg, it made me laugh because you want to really get an idea on how hard Arizona clay is. Plant a carrot without doing anything to to the ground, and you'll get a carrot that's about the size of the hair off of your head.
Right, exactly. Because they just can't grow. So
getting that type of carrot you had took that 30 years of soil manicuring and development on your urban farm.
Yeah, well, and the good news is it doesn't take 30 years. It's just those two garden beds in my front yard. I've been gardening since I moved here 30 years ago. But if I had dirt in a yard, so let's just, to make it an easy project, if I had a dirt space in the yard, I would frame out some kind of bed. I would add, and it could be in a raised bed or a lowered bed, I would add 6 to 8 inches of compost or planting mix right on top. And I would plant seeds, and then I would let the seeds do the work over the course of the next 2 or 3 years with their roots. Because every time you plant something, it shoots roots down and it's starting to mine the soil and do the work for you. That's the lazy gardener piece that I love to talk about, is what systems can we put in place that are simple and make our job easier?